Take me past the outer courts and to the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. They hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found in your presence. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Hallelujah. Clear the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me, Lord, take me into the holies of holy. Oh, hallelujah. Take me by the blood of the Lamb that was slain. Take me into the holies of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me past the outer courts, and to the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, we want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Lord, we hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Take me into the holy of holies. Hallelujah. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. Take me to the holy of holies. Lord, take the cold, cleanse my lips, for here I am. Lord, take the cold, cleanse my lips, here I am.
How we need a call to cleanse us from all of we need the call to cleanse us. Oh, just as the prophet Isaiah needed it to be able to do the work of God, to speak the words of his master. Amen. That's what we need today, that we are cleansed, our lips circumcised by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are thankful to the Lord for another new week. And here we are in his presence, in his holies of holies. Amen. We thank the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Let's have the word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Yes, another week, Lord, and here we are in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for a beautiful day to begin the week, Lord. Oh, the sunshine, the breeze of life, your breath, oh, that gives us life, Lord. We say thank you, God. We thank you for the night watch. And Lord, even the week that has just passed, Lord, how your mercy, your grace, your protection, your good kindness, Lord, has seen us through, Lord, the week, oh God. Father, we say thank you. And Lord, even as you have called us, Lord, to come right to your presence, Lord, to begin the week, oh God. Oh, how thankful we are, oh God, for the quickening that you've quickened us also, Lord. Father, even as we've come believing, we've come with humility, with all reverence, Lord, to wait upon you what you have for us today, Lord. As even, Father, we want to commit all the Sunday schools to your hands, our children upstairs, and we hear, O God, that the teacher, the author of the word, will take the word this morning and prepare us, Lord, for your word that you have for us this day, O God. So, Lord, bless your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are thankful. We are thankful to be back in his holy presence. Amen. Amen. Yeah, brethren, I believe you agree with me, or we all will agree, not even with me, but with the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you agree with me, you will feel. Praise the Lord. We all agree with the Holy Spirit that if there should be a time that the children of God had to be stirring up one another and encouraging one another, I believe that this is the time. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we have Apostle Peter's message this morning to us, his second epistle to the church. And it's an awakening message. Amen. A stirring up message. Praise the Lord. So we will turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. We will see how many verses we can go through today. But we shall read the first five verses, and let's hear the word of God. This second epistle, oh, I love the way how even he's addressing the church this morning. Amen. Amen. How he addresses the church this morning. This second epistle, beloved, amen, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. As we sit at your feet, Lord, Father, we pray that, O God, you break this word for us, Lord, and prepare us for the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, now looking at the first two verses, Apostle Peter made it very clear to us the purpose of writing this second epistle as to stir us up. Amen. To stir us up, stir our pure minds by way of remembrance. That's to remember. Praise the Lord. That we be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of the apostles of the Lord Savior. Amen. You see, to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance, that we be mindful of the words that were spoken by the holy apostles. See, holy prophets, and they the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So, You could see here that truly this is the hour that we need to be stirring up one another. See, to consider one another, to provoke unto love. That's the time we are living in. Provoke unto love and to what? And to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as some do. Amen. But we do what? We exhort one another. The more as we see what? The time approaching. Amen. So this is the time of what? Stirring up one another, encouraging one another. Because we are now going through evil times. Though it is a glorious time for the church, but we are going through real evil times, which we need that kind of word, stirring up. My brother, you got to remember and be mindful. Remember and be mindful. Amen. Of the words of the prophets and apostles. That's what Apostle Peter this morning is reminding us. So let's look at these two elements, to remember and to be mindful. Amen. They go together. Because you can remember all the word, all the mysteries, can remember everything, but yet you wouldn't be what? Mindful of them. You come to zero. Praise the Lord. You've been hearing the word, you know everything, yet you are not mindful of it. That means you don't want apply it to your life. So that's what Apostle Peter is telling us this morning, that we should remember and at the same time be what? Mindful, amen, of those words that the prophets and apostles have given to us, amen. So now he talked about the holy prophets and then the apostles, that we should be mindful of their words. We got to find out why. Amen. And the why, because these prophets, what they had spoken had never come from them themselves. Amen. It has not been their own words. Apostle Peter even made a confirmation on that in the chapter 1, verse 20. The same 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. He made why we should want, taking heed to what the prophets had spoken, because it has not come from them. Amen. See, he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. See, it had never been their will. So Apostle Peter is referring, listen to what the prophets have said. Praise the Lord. Because all what they had already given to us, they had never come from their own will. But what? But the holy men of God, they speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. See. And what about the apostles? The apostles also, you know, they were what? They were commissioned and sent. They were commissioned by Jesus Christ and sent by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Comforter, the Spirit of Truth was working through them. You see, the Spirit of Truth working through them, teaching them the things and bringing all things to remembrance, the things that Jesus has already heard, spoken to them. Amen. And then you may ask, what about Apostle Paul? Amen. Apostle Paul, he was also called, was chosen and called also. And you know, he was the messenger to the first church age, Ephesus. And if he was the messenger to the first church age, then he was one of the seven stars that was were in the what? The right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And let's listen to what the prophet said about these seven stars in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He said, in that right hand of power are seven stars. His right hand of power are the seven stars, who, according to Revelation 1:20, are the seven church messengers. Then the prophet said, this signifies that the very power and authority of God are behind these messengers to every age. See, the authority, the power of God were behind these people. So it wasn't whatever they say never had come from their own will. Amen. He said, they go forth in the fire and power of the Holy Ghost with the word. They are stars because they reflect light. The light they reflect is his light. See, they have no light of their own. Amen. They kindle not their own fires, that men may walk in the light of their spark. See. No, Apostle Paul even was telling the church that I came to you not with what? My preaching was not by what? By way of man's wisdom, see, but by the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost, see. So, Apostle Peter, now we understand why you are telling us this morning that we be what? We always remember and be mindful of the words spoken by the holy prophets and the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now verse 3 of our scripture. 2 Peter verse 3. Now go through the first two verses. Now we go to verse 3. That knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. Mm-hmm. In the last days, there shall come what? Scoffers. Amen. And who is a scoffer? Because we are gleaning every word as much as possible so that we will understand everything. Who is a scoffer? Amen. From the dictionary meaning, said a scoffer is a contemptuous person who feels that something is worthless or unworthy of respect. Serious. Something worthless and unworthy of respect. Don't see someone who doesn't regard something. Amen. So, brethren, we should be very watchful. When we read scriptures like this, you see, we shouldn't be always looking afar. Eh? Shouldn't be always looking afar. Oh, scoffers may be very, outside, the people outside. No, sir. First, we must look at our own selves. Go to what? Look at our own selves. Looking at what the meaning of a scoffer is. You see. In 2 Thessalonians 2:3, it said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, there will come a falling away. Amen. And this falling away, we should not be looking afar off, because, see, the prophet of our age, William Branham, had made us to know what the meaning of a falling away. We've been hearing it all the time. That is what? A lukewarm condition of the church. See? So it's when you are looking for a scorer, we don't go and look afar off. You have to look within. See, we go to search our own selves, because he said what? In the last days, there will come what? A falling away. Eh? And the falling away means a lukewarm condition of the church. Amen. Why? Listen to what the prophet said in this message at thy word, preached in Phoenix. He said, he promised in the last days that there would be a church of scoffers. Serious. He said, there will be a church of what? Scoffers. He said, we've got them. We've got those church. And he promised there will be a church that signs would be following it. And we've got that also. See? So it's not something that is always afar off. Praise the Lord. Said we will get a church of scoffers, and a church also that signs follows what? Signs follow it. Praise the Lord. So, the prophet said, now listen closely here. And each one of us in here is either one side or the other. He said, that's right. We inside here, praise the Lord. So you see, and you know the meaning of a scoffer already, you see. When you regard something worthless or unworthy of respect, you see. So we must always remember, see, we may, what verse 1 said, that remember and be mindful. Because you could remember all things, but you might not be what, mindful of them. If you are not mindful of them, then, my brother, my sister, that's the meaning. It's something unworthy of respect to you. Praise the Lord. So let us look at that. Apostle Peter is really telling us something really very powerful this morning. So we want to be the church, you see, that church with signs following it. Amen. See, a church that had applied the blood and are in a place of safety. Amen. Place of safety, eating the what? The unleavened bread. Praise the Lord. With their loins, what? Girded. Shoes upon their feet and staffs upon in their hands. See, eating in haste. Ready to what? To move on. Because this is not our what? Our place. We have a place to go. Amen. Amen. That's the church we are looking for. And we are thankful that that's what is prevailing in here. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Do you believe it? Amen. Yes. We desire the unleavened bread here. And we have our loins girded. If he has to come this morning, I will be off. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Our shoes on our feet, you see. Ready to move on. Praise God. Our staffs in our hands. And we are eating in haste. Praise God. We come to the church, we eat, we go home, we eat. Hey, my brother, so you have to eat plenty. Amen. So let's look at verse 5. Or verse 4. Okay. We are in verse 4, eh? The school first, what always they say? Yeah. Thank you. And saying, the scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Let's add the verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in water. You see, these scoffers, that's the way how they do their things. My brother, not that many times someone will just come and tell you where is the coming of what? The Lord. But they see, the enemy whispers. You are there alone. Whilst your mind or your heart travels a little away on things that are not necessary, he comes and whispers something to you. Amen. So let's watch it. It's not someone coming right away to your presence and begin to tell you something. No. You see, these people are willingly ignorant. That means, you see, somebody who is willingly ignorant is somebody who avoids becoming informed. He avoids becoming informed or listening to something or to be taught of something. He avoids that. And so, it's what? It's willingly ignorant. He doesn't want to learn. He doesn't want to hear what even you want to tell him. You want to teach him something. You want to show him something. But what? He doesn't want to hear it at all. See? That's the person who is willingly ignorant. He doesn't want to what? Hear it. There is opportunity for him. This is the word, opportunity for him or her. You see, to know this. But no, he will not want to do it. Praise the Lord. No, that opportunity is not there. It's, everything is there. But he's what? He's ignorant. He's just not willing to what? To hear of it at all. Amen. And so, creation, they don't even believe it. That God created the heavens and the earth of all time. They don't want to. But rather, their minds have been swayed to believe the theory of the study of what? Cosmology or what? Cosmology. The Big Bang. You see, that's what you see. So when you try to show him something that, look, let us, please, sit down, let us look into something here. No. Oh, forget it. You see, that's the person who is willingly ignorant of what God has what done in his creation. He doesn't want to learn it. He doesn't want to hear it. You see. And these people, the Bible says, they become vain in their imagination. They become vain in their imagination. Professing themselves to be wise, the Bible says, but what? They become fools. Praise the Lord. They will not listen. No. Willingly ignorant. My brother, my sister, let us not allow that spirit in our lives. Amen. Whilst everything is there, prepared, and then you are still hungry, I'm talking the spiritual world, but look at it in this the natural, that there is food, all right. And yet, just to go and pick it and eat, You're staying there hungry. See, you are willingly, not accepting what needs what to really make you or build your body. And when you bring it to the world, the spiritual, the same thing. Everything is there. The message, the Bible, ministers, all everywhere. They are available, yet you are not making use of it. You see, that makes you, that you are willingly to be ignorant. See, you are willing to be what? Ignorant. Instead of what? Learning the truth. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning to prepare us, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we want to this morning worship you and lift up your name, O God. And so we want to commit, Lord, the song leader and the musicians as even they come, O God. Oh, how, Lord, we want to use our lips, voices, our hands, O God, to worship you this morning. That, Lord, we will find favor in your sight this morning. Oh, that your word that will come, O God, oh, will take us through the week and beyond, O God. So, Lord, in your hands we commit, Lord, our praises and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we will continue, if there is time, we'll continue looking at the verses, and the subject is the three